आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सायरा मुज्तबा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी सेज, गाइडेड बाय मंत्रा ऑफ रिफॉर्म परफॉर्म एंड ट्रांसफॉर्म, इंडिया इज इन अ पोजीशन टू हेल्प लिफ्ट वर्ल्ड आउट ऑफ स्लो ग्रोथ। Prime Minister calls upon scientists to prepare for exploration of deep space as these unexplored areas hold vital secrets for future of humanity. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to inaugurate All India Speakers Conference in Delhi Assembly today. Prime Minister of Fiji Sitiveni Rabuka to be on a 3-day visit to India beginning today. India bags all three mixed air rifle gold medals at Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan. Tops medals tally with 23 gold, 8 silver and 10 bronze. And US Open tennis begins today in New York. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that, guided by the mantra of reform, perform and transform, India is in a position to help lift the world out of slow growth. Addressing a World Leaders Forum in New Delhi, he said India will soon become the world's third largest major economy and is on the way to becoming a developed nation by 2047.
रिफॉर्म परफॉर्म ट्रांसफॉर्म के मंत्र पर चल रहा भारत आज उस स्थिति में है कि वो दुनिया को धीमी ग्रोथ से बाहर निकाल सकता है। हम ठहरे हुए पानी में किनारे पर बैठ करके कंकड़ मारकर एंजॉय करने वाले लोग नहीं है, हम बहती तेज धारा को मोड़ने वाले लोग हैं। और जैसा मैंने लाल किले से कहा था, भारत समय को भी मोड़ देने का सामर्थ्य लेकर चल रहा।
Mr. Modi said the next generation GST reform process, which seeks to make the law simpler, will be completed before Diwali and bring down prices. The Prime Minister also called upon the private sector to increase investment in research and development in sectors like clean energy, quantum technology, battery storage, advanced materials and biotechnology. This will strengthen the resolve of a developed India, he said. The Prime Minister said the government is going to bring a comprehensive new set of reforms.
Next generation reforms के लिए इसके इस arsenal से भारत में manufacturing बढ़ेगी, market में demand बढ़ेगी, industry को नई energy मिलेगी, employment के नए अवसर बनेंगे और ease of living, ease of doing business दोनों improve होंगे.
Regarding the fundamentals of the economy, Mr. Modi said, Indian companies are raising record funds from the capital markets.
Inflation bahut low hai, interest rates kam hai. Aaj hamara current account deficit control mein hai. Forex reserves bhi bahut majboot hai. Itna hi nahi, har mahine lakhon domestic investors SIPs ke zariye hazaron crore rupees market mein laga rahe hain.
The Prime Minister said India is working with full force towards its goal of becoming a developed nation by 2047, and the basis of a developed India is a self-reliant India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon the scientists to prepare for the exploration of deep space, as these unexplored areas hold vital secrets for the future of humanity. In a video message on National Space Day yesterday, Mr. Modi said India has already reached the Moon and Mars, and now it is time we must explore deeper regions of space.
आप सब वैज्ञानिकों की मेहनत से भारत गगनयान की उड़ान भी भरेगा और आने वाले समय में भारत अपना स्पेस स्टेशन भी बनाएगा। अभी हम मून और मार्स तक पहुंचे हैं, अब हमें गहरे अंतरिक्ष में उन हिस्सों में भी झोंकना है जहां मानवता के भविष्य के लिए कई जरूरी रहस्य छिपे हैं। Beyond galaxies lies our horizon.
The Prime Minister invited young citizens to join India's astronaut pool and help give flight to the country's aspirations. He urged the private sector to come forward and build 5 space unicorns in the next 5 years. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate a 2-day All India Speakers Conference at the Delhi Assembly in the National Capital today. The conference is being organized to commemorate the centenary year of Vitthal Bhai Patel assuming the office of Speaker of the Central Legislative Assembly as the first elected speaker in the country. Speakers of 29 state assemblies and chairman and vice chairman of legislative councils in 6 states will attend the conference. Delhi Assembly Speaker Vijayendra Gupta informed that an exhibition, a special documentary and a commemorative postage stamp will be launched based on Vitthal Bhai Patel's life, parliamentary contribution and his role in the freedom struggle. He added that Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will preside over the closing session of the conference. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at TIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. Prime Minister of Fiji, Sitiveni Legamamuda Rabuka, is on a 3-day visit to India beginning today. He was received by Minister of State for Education and Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region, Sukanta Majumdar, at the Delhi airport this morning. The visiting delegation include Minister of Health and Medical Services, Ratu Antonio Lalibalavu, and senior officials. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that this is the first visit to India by Prime Minister Rabuka in his present capacity. During his visit to New Delhi, the Fiji Prime Minister is scheduled to hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. He will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. The visit underscores the long-standing and enduring ties between India and Fiji. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Duhoma laid the foundation stone for the PM Ekta Mall or Unity Mall at Chonpui, Aizawl. The 127 crore rupee project, sanctioned under the Special Assistance to States for Capital Investment, will be developed on the designated site. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Lal Duhoma highlighted that the Unity Mall is designed to showcase India's cultural and economic diversity. The upcoming Aizawl Unity Mall will feature 47 stalls, including 36 dedicated to states and union territories, and 11 earmarked for all districts of Mizoram. The Chief Minister was joined by Tourism Minister Lan King Leowa Mar and Commerce and Industries Minister F. Rodingliana. Union Coal Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy has said the centre will set up a mineral trading exchange similar to the London Metal Exchange. Interacting with media in Hyderabad, he stated that the mineral exchange will be established in accordance with SEBI's norms. The proposed mineral exchange is expected to facilitate better price discovery for industries, traders and other stakeholders. He elaborated that the mineral exchange was made part of the recently passed legislation and the guidelines concerned will be issued soon. On the US tariffs, he said they will not have much impact on the domestic coal industry. In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations are in full swing at Thrali in Chamoli district following heavy rainfall and resulting in large-scale devastation. Over 150 people from the affected areas have been relocated to relief camps for safety. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami, after reviewing the ongoing disaster response, directed officials to provide immediate assistance. He announced 5 lakh rupees compensation for families who lost their homes and an equal amount for the next of kin of those who lost their lives. District Magistrate Sandeep Tiwari informed that electricity and medical facilities are fully operational.
बिजली की व्यवस्था बहाल हो गई है हॉस्पिटल में हमारी सारी सुविधाएं उपलब्ध हैं बाकी स्थिति अभी सामान्य है यदि बारिश नहीं होगी तो जल्द ही कंडीशंस नॉर्मल कर दी जाएंगी राहत कार्य के लिए आईटीबीपी एनडीआरएफ एसडीआरएफ और सशस्त्र सीमा बल सभी लोग यहां मौजूद हैं उसके अतिरिक्त रेवेन्यू पुलिस की टीम है जो हमारा रिहैबिलिटेशन का काम है एरिया का वो अच्छी स्पीड से चल रहा है
Meanwhile, Met Department has issued an orange and yellow alert for heavy rainfall in several parts of the state today and tomorrow. In Rajasthan, flood-like situation prevails at some places due to extremely heavy rains. Kota division is worst affected, while situation in Bundi, Tonk, Sawai Madhopur and Baran district is badly affected. Rail traffic has hampered due to waterlogging at Sawai Madhopur station. Road traffic is also closed on the Delhi-Mumbai expressway in Kota. Army, along with NDRF and SDRF, have been deployed for relief and rescue work in the affected areas. Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma has reviewed the relief and rescue operations. The Met Department has issued red alert for extremely heavy rains in Kota and Bundi districts today. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red color warning for extremely heavy rainfall over East Rajasthan today. It has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttarakhand, Rajasthan, East Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat. Isolated places of Bihar, Jharkhand, Chhattisgarh, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura, Odisha, West Bengal, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya may experience heavy rainfall today. The weather agency predicted thunderstorms accompanied with gusty winds and lightning at isolated places over Bihar, West Bengal, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Karnataka, Telangana, Andaman and Nicobar Islands and West Madhya Pradesh. And now, news from the world of sports.
India claimed all three gold medals in the mixed air rifle categories at the 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Kazakhstan yesterday. Indian shooters excelled in the senior, junior and youth mixed team events, contributing to India's top position on the medal tally. In the senior mixed team event, Ilavilan Valarivan and Arjun Babuta defeated China's Penching Lu and Lu Ding Ke 17-11 in the final to bag the gold. The Indian pair topped the qualification round with a score of 634 points. The mixed team gold was Ella Venil's second gold of the championship, following her individual win in the women's 10-meter air rifle event. In the junior mixed team, Shambhavi Shirsagar and Narayan Pranav triumphed over China in the gold medal match. In the youth mixed team event, Amira Arshad and Ansh Dabas secured the top position after beating Korea in the final. India is leading the medal tally with a total of 41 medals, including 23 gold, 8 silver and 10 bronze medals. And the 145th edition of the US Open Tennis kicks off today in New York. Matches will start 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Sanyukta Yadav, Sports Desk.
In some more news, India's Department of Post under the Ministry of Communications has decided to temporarily suspend all postal articles to the US from the 25th of this month. The decision came following an executive order by the US government under which the duty-free exemption for goods valued up to $800 will be withdrawn with effect from the 29th of this month. The Ministry of Communication said in a release that all international postal items destined for US, regardless of the value, shall be subject to customs duty. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Saira. Newspapers have covered varied news stories while bitter trade talks between US and India hog the front page top headline of all dailies. Sunday Pioneer writes, "Don't like it? Don't buy it." Jaishankar fires back amid U.S. trade tensions. Russian oil purchase not raised in U.S. trade talks, as External Affairs Ministry writes in the Sun Times. The Hindu headlines, India Post suspends high-value bookings to U.S. from tomorrow. The paper adds that the decision comes in the wake of a U.S. executive order ending duty-free imports and mandating collection of prepaid duty and customs data from 29th August. Financial Express quotes PM Modi in its headline, "First made in India chip by end of this year." Another cloudburst in Uttarakhand wreaks havoc, reports the Sunday Statesman, while the Tribune carries a photograph of Tarali town with damaged roads and properties captioned "Rain Mayhem in Uttarakhand." And finally, on National Space Day, PM Modi pledges to set up Indian astronaut pool. The Sunday Statesman highlights the PM's address on important day celebrated every year on 23rd August to mark the Chandrayaan 3's mission successful landing on the moon's south pole. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thanks, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi says, guided by mantra of reform, perform and transform, India is in a position to help lift world out of slow growth. Prime Minister calls upon scientists to prepare for exploration of deep space as these unexplored areas hold vital secrets for future of humanity. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to inaugurate All India Speakers Conference in Delhi Assembly today. Prime Minister of Fiji to be on a three-day visit to India beginning today. India bags all three mixed air rifle gold medals at Asian Shooting Championship in Kazakhstan. And US Open Tennis begins today in New York. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.